Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The people who pick up your trash every week and haul it away have a tough job. It's even tougher and more dangerous during the coronavirus. Every day, Douglas Cruz hauls trash, recycling, and yard waste in Revere in the morning and Everett in the afternoon. He works for Capital Waste Services in Chelsea. He's been with the company for nearly 9 years, and he loves his job. Cruz is from El Salvador. He's got a wife and two girls and is the union steward for the Teamsters Local 25. We spoke to him with the help of a Spanish interpreter, Tibisay Zea. She's a reporter for a newspaper we partner with, El Planeta. Cruz told us that he and his colleagues collect between 30 and 35 tons of trash every day.
Comida.
There is a lot of waste out there, also a lot of yard waste from spring cleaning, and on top of that, people are stuck at home and they're cooking more, so there is much more work for us.
Do you dress up as well in protective gear, or do you use your normal uniforms?
We use hand sanitizer every 1 or 2 hours. We have face masks and gloves, and we wear our normal work clothes.
A lot of us go down the street and see people who've thrown masks or gloves on the sidewalk. Are you dealing with much of that when you make your trash route?
Sí, lo recogemos, pero...
Yes, we pick up rubber gloves a lot. Actually, we see a lot of gloves and masks. We've never seen this before. This is completely new for us.
Does it make you nervous when you see it?
A little, yes. But if we leave them on the streets, then the neighbors call the city to complain.
Douglas, I know you had your own experience with COVID-19. When did you get infected?
Me infecté.
I got infected exactly 7 weeks ago.
Tell us about that. Did you have many symptoms?
Okay, por dos semanas yo no huelía nada.
For 2 weeks, I wasn't able to smell or taste anything. I had no strength. I didn't feel thirsty at all, so I wasn't even drinking water. My gums turned white. And when I ate any food, I couldn't taste any flavor.
How long did you have to take off from work then?
2 semanas.
2.5 weeks.
Did you get paid for that time? Do you mind my asking?
Sí.
Yes,
me pagaron.
I was paid.
And do you think that you might have been infected on the job?
Absolutamente.
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
El 95% o 98% de todos los barriles en Rivia.
About 95 to 98% of all the trash containers on my route have discarded masks and gloves in them. So when we dump the trash into the truck, we end up coming into contact with some of it.
Do you feel as though, and I know that you're the union steward for the Teamsters, Local 25, do you feel as though you have been provided with sufficient protective gear, if you're pretty convinced you got the coronavirus on the job?
En los últimos 5 semanas, sí, porque ya tenemos el equipo correcto para trabajar.
So for the past 5 weeks, I feel safer because now we have been provided with all the proper protective gear. Masks, hand sanitizer, and gloves. They also bought a special machine to disinfect the trucks. But before, that wasn't the case. We asked for hand sanitizer and gloves at the start of this. I spoke with the owner of the company, and he said he tried to find these things, but he couldn't. So we looked for this protective gear ourselves, but didn't have any luck.
Are you satisfied that you're pretty safe now with protective gear on the job?
Yes, now I am.
Douglas, this is your chance to tell anybody who puts out trash and recycling and yard waste what you want them to know, especially now, to keep you safe, along with anybody who happens to be walking along the sidewalk, for that matter. What would you say to people?
Simple y seguro.
It's very simple. Just make sure that all your garbage is inside plastic bags that are safely closed. That would keep us safe. Additionally, if you're going to throw away dangerous objects, such as needles, for example, make sure to put them in a separate plastic container.
What else do you want people to know?
Well, I'm asking for people to be patient with us because sometimes we block the streets and it's not because we want to, but because we are doing our job. And sometimes people just don't understand that.
Nobody likes to be behind the trash truck.
Correct.
I also want to say something to my colleagues who work picking up trash. Fight for your rights and ask your employer for the proper protective gear.
Douglas Cruz, thank you for taking time off your job. We really appreciate it, and we're glad you're doing well. Stay safe.
I can say thank you for letting me talk for a lot of guys, and thank you.
Douglas Cruz is a waste collector in Everett and Revere. He got the coronavirus 2 months ago. We asked his employer, Capital Waste Services, about whether it outfitted workers with safety equipment when the pandemic began. The company did not respond to requests for comments. Special thanks to TB Saizea, who works for our partners at El Planeta.